কনকর আমি বড় দুঃখী, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, জয় রাধমারব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, জয় রাধমারব কুঞ্জ বিহারি, গোপী জন বল্লব গিরিবর ধারি, গোপী জন বল্লব গিরিবর ধারি, চোরানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, চোরানন্দন ব্রজ জনরঞ্জন, যমুনা তীর বনচারি, মুনা তীর বনচারি, জয় রাধমারব কুঞ্জ বিহারি,
জয় ওম বিষ্ণু ভগবত পরমহংস প্রয়োগাচার্য ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি বাক জনতা স্বামী প্রভুপাদ অনন্ত কোটি ভাষ্যম নমাচার্য শ্রী হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়, প্রিন্সি কহো শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী দ্বৈতাগরাধর শ্রী ভাসুদি গৌর ভক্তি কি জয়, All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sushi Guru and Gauranga.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, Text 4. Word for word, Atha, hence, he certainly, Anyanyam, each other, Atmanam, the Self, Brahma, the Brahmanas, Chatram, the Chatriyas, Cha, and Rakshata, protect. Rakshatisma protects, Avyaya, immutable, Devaha, the Lord, Saha, he, Yaha, who, Sat, Asat, Atmaka, the form of the cause and effect. Atohi anyonyam atmanam, Brahmachatram cha rakshata, Rakshati sma smayayo deva, Saya sara saratmaka, Atohi anyonyam atmanam, Brahmachatram cha rakshata, Rakshati smavyayo deva, Sayaha sadasad atmaka, Atohi anyanyam atmanam, Brahmachatram cha rakshata, Rakshati smavyayo deva, Saya sada sadatmaka. Atohi anyonyam atmanam. Brahmachatram cha rakshata. Rakshati smavya yodeva. Sayaha sada sadatmaka. Atohi anyanyam atmanam. Brahmachatram charakshata. Rakshati smavayo deva. Saya sada sadatmaka. Atohi anyanyam atmanam, Brahmachatram charakshata, Rakshati smavayo deva, Saya sada saratmaka. Any madhijis? Atohi anyanyam atmanam, Brahmachatram charakshata, Rakshati smavyayo deva, Sayaha sada saratmaka. So we're going to read the latter part of the purport. Okay. Translation. That is why the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas protect each other, as well as themselves. And the Lord himself, who is both the cause and effect, and is yet immutable, protects them through each other. And we'll continue in the purport. to the last paragraph, started from in Bhagavad Gita. Okay. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the Lord is the proprietor of all different bodies. The individual soul is the proprietor of his individual body. But the Lord clearly states, "My dear Bharata, you must know that I am also Kshatragya. Kshatragya means the knower or proprietor of the body. The individual soul is the proprietor of the individual body, but the super soul, the personality of Godhead Krishna, is the proprietor of all bodies everywhere. He is the proprietor not only of human bodies, but of birds, beasts, and other entities. Not only on this planet, but on other planets also. He is the supreme proprietor. Therefore, he does not become divided by protecting the different individual souls. He remains one and the same. That the sun appears on top of everyone's head when at the meridian does not imply that the sun becomes divided. One man thinks that the sun is on his head only, whereas 5,000 miles away, another man is thinking that the sun is only on his head. Similarly, the super soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, is one, but he appears to individually oversee each individual soul. This does not mean that the individual soul and the super soul are one. They are one in quality, a spirit soul, but the individual soul and super soul are different. Om Gyana Tirmanisya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshun Tamyena Tasmai Shri Gurubhyo Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadari Swaparantika Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Raita Garada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivindik Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we should welcome back Madhumati after a long vacation.
Welcome back.
So Manu, Swayambhuva Manu specifically, is speaking to Kardama Muni, and he is speaking about the duties of a brahmana. And they both were referring to the varnashram system, speaking about the varnas and the ashram, which is a fundamental aspect of society. The varna ashram is the social and spiritual, aspect of society that helps to bring about equilibrium. And this was especially prevalent in Treta and Dwapara Yuga, when the living entities were much purer. But in this Kali Yuga, we can see that it becomes rather difficult to practice because of the fallen nature of the human beings here. But Srila Prabhupada really wanted to reintroduce it. And it might be possible when the devotees become purified and organized. More purified and more organized, then that might be possible. Because it's predicted that ISKCON would go for another 10,000 years and probably dominate the world. But of course, that's very far from now, but it's starting. You can see the seed has been sown all over the world, and Krishna consciousness has been practiced everywhere. So I'll discuss a little bit about Varnashram and the implications later on. But for now, we'll speak about this part of the purport. So in the Bhagavad Gita, the 13th chapter, text 3, it's stated, Tracha jam chap chapimam vidi sarva chat shratreshu bharata. Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, O Arjuna, I am the knower of all bodies. So that is what Srila Prabhupada was saying here. The Lord is the knower of all bodies. And through the Lord, multifarious potencies and in his inconceivable potencies, he manifests in three ways: to control and supervise the world. And one way is the expansion of Paramatma, which is really being elaborated within this purport. Through the expansion of Paramatma, coming from Kishora Dakshaya Vishnu, the Lord situates himself within the heart of all living entities. And he's acting as a witness to all their activities. So in this way, he says he's the knower of all bodies. He knows what you're thinking. He knows every desire we have. And when we show some inclination to want to know him after being frustrated in the material world, then he directs us to a spiritual master. When we become directed to a spiritual master, we become enlightened, and then we become initiated and take guidance. See, like we see in ISKCON right now, there are so many spiritual masters, devotees are being initiated. And when the spiritual master comes to the temple, you see all the disciples appear in the temple. But unfortunately, when the spiritual master leaves, the disciple disappears too. Not all, but many. See? But we have to realize that Srila Prabhupada set up this system that we should try to attend his program that he set up. It's a scientific program. 10 in the morning programs, classes, and everything. It's meant for our elevation. See? Our purification. And if we neglected it, then the process deteriorate. I'll touch upon that a little back later on. So the Lord is within the heart as a witness, and also it's stated as a friend in the Manduka Upanishad, Swesta Vatara Upanishad also. Stated it's like they're like two birds sitting in a tree. One bird is tasting the fruit, and the other bird is witnessing. The witnessing bird is just waiting for the other bird that's tasting the fruits and becoming happy and distressed and so, to turn to him for guidance. So he's waiting there patiently. Patiently. And we can take this in a literal sense, or we can take a literal example with Sudama and Krishna. When they were in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, often they would go out to collect firewood for the guru. And so this one day when they went to collect firewood, there was a huge storm, big storm. And they took shelter on a tree. See? Sudama on one branch and Krishna on another branch. and they're there taking shelter, trying to wait for the storm to over. And as was there, the guru's wife had sent some chip rice with Sudama for both of them. See, like when they're going out, they become hungry, they could take it. But what happened, Sudama was tasting the sweet, the chip rice. And Krishna was at the top. But Krishna is within the heart of all beings. He knows what's happening, really. But he's not saying anything. So Sudama was eating the chip rice. And Lord Krishna was asking, what's going on? He says the place is very cold and my teeth are knocking. See, actually he was eating the chip rice. And little by little, you know, there are different details in this story, but it's explained in different ways. Sudama was eating and thinking and eating, you know, until he finished all the chip rice. See, and so some version says when Krishna asked him, he said it lost or something. And also it's stated, because of that, Sudama was like in poverty throughout his life. But at the end of his life, or not at the end, but when he was older, his wife said that you have a friend, your old friend Krishna. Don't you remember him? And he said, why don't you go and ask him for something? We're starving here. And Sudama hesitated. But then he decided to go. And they were so poor, they didn't have anything. They asked some chip rice from a neighbor. And he took that. And when he took that, he went to see Krishna. But he was hesitant, really. Krishna came and hugged him and so forth. I know most of you know this part, really. And he was hesitant. And then Krishna says, what have you brought for me? But he was ashamed to give Krishna that rice. And then Krishna grabbed it and took a morsel. And when that happened, he was going to take more, but Rukmini stopped him. And then you know the rest. When Sudama went back home, he couldn't recognize his place. See? So, but this story is a good example of the two birds in the tree. And one is constantly eating the fruits of the tree. And his friend is witnessing. See, but the one that is tasting the fruit is not paying attention. He's not paying attention. And so sometimes this is the situation in the material world. But if we turn to our friend, then our situation can change completely. See? So this is a nice story. Another example is Arjuna and Krishna. In Arjuna's situation, Arjuna was the friend of Krishna. But Arjuna, finally decided to surrender to Krishna and inquire from him. And then he would become enlightened. See? He would become enlightened. So if he become like that, then we also can become enlightened. And once the Lord sees our effort to approach him, then he reciprocates with us. And our life, we can become fully purified and return to him. See? And so through this manifestation of the super soul, the Lord is guiding us, and he's guiding the Varnashram system and the Brahmanas also. See? But through this guidance, everything can be smoothly take place. Especially with the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas, as the verse is saying, that they are meant to help one another in cooperation. The Brahmana enlightens the other Varnas, and the Kshatriya protects them. And the Lord oversees this, and when that desire for cooperation is there, then the Lord allows it. The Lord allows it. The Lord says, Sarvasya Chaham Riddhi Sanvishto, I am seated within the heart. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The 11 entities are my eternal fragmental parts and parcel. They're struggling very hard with the 6 senses, which includes the mind. See? So the 11 entities are struggling in this material world, but if they turn to Krishna, then their life can be well situated, or we could be back to Godhead. And so Lord Chaitanya has made the process very simple in this age of Kali Yuga, because the Varnashram system is somewhat difficult, which I will explain later on. But he has made the process so simple by simply taking to the chanting. We can become fully purified and return back to the spiritual world. And also, Srila Prabhupada has set the path for us. He has chalked out the path for us, that if we follow that path, then definitely our devotional service is guaranteed, and going back to Godhead is guaranteed. So I like to go back a little bit to the Varnashram system, because it's most of the classes is based upon it really, and we've seen throughout that Manu, because Swayambhuva Manu is the first Manu in this day of Brahma. This is how we get clues as to when these things were spoken and what is taking place. So at the beginning of Brahma Day, the first Manu is Swayambhuva Manu. Each Manu lives for 300 million years, over 306 million years and little over, specifically. So Swayambhuva Manu would exist for that time. And he would give to mankind the Manu Samhita. And the Manu Samhita explained explicitly the rules and regulations of Varnashram. I mean, many devotees are talking about it, really, because Srila Prabhupada wanted us to implement it. But unless we're fully ready, it becomes a very difficult system. The Varnashram consists of the 4 Varnas and the 4 Ashram. Brahmachari, Sannyas, student life, Brahmachari, then Grihastha life, then Vanaprastha, then Sannyas. That's the spiritual system. And then the social system is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. And these, each one of them has their specific duty. The Brahmana study the Vedas and teach the Vedas. He accepts charity and gives charity. So he studied the Vedas, accept charity, and what is the other one? Who knows? Huh? Sacrifices. He performs sacrifices, and he performs sacrifices for himself and for others. And through these practices also he gets his remuneration or his pay. But basically most of it comes through dan or donation. And the Kshatriyas, they protect the citizens, and they are the administrators of the world. The Vaishyas, they are the merchants and the businessmen, and protector of the cows. And the Shudra, they are the labor class, and they serve these three varnas. And this is how the system goes. But the implication comes in when Varna Sankar takes place. And that is intermixture of the castes. And it will happen. At the beginning, it's because Krishna warned that everyone should practice their dharma. See? Better you do your work, even imperfectly, rather than do another person's work perfectly. So he warns about this. But as time wanes, then intermixture takes place. And so I have some little notes of how this happens. It's stated when a Brahmana marries a Vaishya girl, then the system becomes watered down. And that child is called an ambassador. Ambassador. When a Brahma marries a Sudra, a Nishada comes about. And we've heard about the Nishada called Ekalavya. Ekalavya was a Nishada, but he was very powerful. But because he's from this caste, he cannot be accepted. He was as powerful as some of the great warriors. But just because of the intermixture of the caste, he could not be accepted as the a true warrior. See? And then it stated, if a Kshatriya marries a Brahmana girl, then the caste becomes a Suta class. And we know Karna was called Suta Putra because his family, I mean the person who raised him, they were from this class, this Suta class, and their duty is to manage horse and chariot. So when Karna had entered the arena to challenge the Pandavas, what had happened? Soon after he challenged Arjuna, and he actually did all the feats that Arjuna did. In other words, he showed that he was as powerful as Arjuna. But his father came running into the battlefield, into the that arena, like soon after. And Bhima could recognize that this guy is from the Suta class. And Bhima started to ridicule Karna. He said, get a whip for him. You know, he is not fit to challenge Arjuna. See? So this is how the caste system becomes so unfair. I don't know if that's the word really, but it was very difficult. Then it stated, if a Kshatriya marry a Sudra, then the child is called an Ugra. Vaishya and a Brahmana, Magadha. Nishada and a Sudra, Pukasha. Sudra and a Nishada, Kukutaka. Vaideha and Ambasta, Vena. See? And then here what it states. When various castes do not follow religious principles, then comes these wicked classes. From the Brahmana come the Brigakanta, the Avantya, and the Vatadana. We heard about the Avantya Brahmana. You see? So he's coming from this class. Then for the Kshatriyas, in the Kshatriyas clan, you have Gala, Mala, Kurana, Kasha, Dravidya. These become degraded Kshatriyas. Then you got degraded Vaishyavas, Sudavan, Karusha, Maitreya, Satvata. And then here what it says, these tribes begot children more sinful than their parents and are excluded from the Aryan community. So this is how the Varnashram system becomes degraded and degraded. And there's name for all these people. Some snare animals, some ring bell, different places. Some work with leather, some cut cane. Some work in the burial ground, like that. And then they're driven out from Aryavarta or from Bharat Varsha to the other places. They dominate the world. So it's stated, all these tribes of the world are excluded from the Aryan race and are called Dasus, whether they speak Malichas or Aryan language. You see? And then some become degraded further. He stated, they live on the trees, burial ground, caves. And then hear this one. The Chandala and Sopakas dwell outside villages, and they wear welter dogs and donkeys. Their dresses are garments of the dead, and they eat from broken dishes. No Aryan shall marry them. See? So degraded this Varnashram system can become with time. And so it's all written, it's all foretold, and it happened. I'm certain, especially for people that live in India. We come from Guyana, and actually we know about these things to a great extent too, about this caste system. And the names denote different castes. See, the names, for example, Singh comes from the word Singha, means the lion. So when one gets that name, he's usually a Kshatriya. So I used to think I was a Kshatriya. And even when I was a devotee, I still thought I was a Kshatriya. See, because before I became a devotee, I studied martial arts for many years. You know, so I thought I was a Kshatriya. One time we had, myself and another devotee had a fight, and I knocked him down within a minute, less than a minute, and he was crying, and he left the temple and went away. But I went back we are doing Sankirtan. I went to the temple, I told the president briefly what happened, and we left. He left, he never come back, and we never talk about that. And last year I went to his house, and he had a program, invited us there. And I was, he's introducing me. And he's saying that this guy here, he's a martial arts fighter. So I was really, after 40 years, he's talking about that. And I felt embarrassed really, because I went to preach. And I forgot everything about what had happened, but he remembered. He's a liar now, you know. And so he said that he is not the fake guys on YouTube. He's the real deal. Felt more embarrassed. But so the idea is like that. Because that's how we know about the Varnashram system, growing up really. And it can become corrupted and degraded to the extent that that what is taking place in the world. And then oppression takes place. See, so much oppression really. So this is why Lord Chaitanya came to free us from this Varnashram system and to make the process very simple. Very simple. So before I stop, I'd like to mention one other thing that's of some importance to us. Last December, I went to Guyana to do some preaching work. And when I left Guyana 20 years ago, there were three, four main temples. And there were lots of devotees there, lots of devotees. And when I went back this time, there's hardly any devotees, all the temples. They hired a few pujaris from different countries, from India, and they're doing the pujari service. But attending the morning program, one or two devotees, some places, and some places none. And back in our days, the temple was full of devotees. See, like what we're having here, programs like we're having. And I was shocked like that to see the degradation. So we have to really be careful. See, especially if you become complacent. This complacency takes place and then this happens. You see? And many other temples in the Caribbean also, this has taken place. And so, if we're not careful, we fall into this complacency. And then we let go of everything Srila Prabhupada sacrificed for. Srila Prabhupada has built this wall that everyone can take shelter in. See? And he sets up everything for us to follow. But if we neglect that, then this is what can happen, like what's happening in Guyana. You see? And it was amazing. And when I talked to them, the devotees, they thought that was normal. Not to attend, they just attend like Sunday program. You see? Like in the Christian church, and so everybody goes to church on Sunday. So something like that they're doing right now. You see? And the morning program, all being neglected. See? And the devotees think it's normal because there's no proper training. They don't understand. And so here again, we have to be very vigilant, and we have to encourage one another. We have to encourage one another to attend the program. You see? Because Krishna is witnessing. Like earlier I was speaking, Krishna is within the heart. He knows what's taking place. And Srila Prabhupada says we should give foremost attention to the program in the temple. Even though we have only those that live very far and cannot attend are allowed to practice home. But basically, everyone else should give preference to the temple. And these are important. Associating with devotees, serving the deities, chanting the holy name, listening to Bhagavatam, taking prasadam. These items are very, very important and beneficial. And so we have to reflect and think about this always. So I'll stop here, and if there's any comment or question, otherwise. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.